For Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolf. Nicole Spyridakis writes from San Francisco about food and travel on her blog, Cucina Nicolina. She has written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about what she cooks during pumpkin season.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Good.
You find pumpkins are not just for carving scary faces into. You actually use them to cook.
Right. I use pumpkins, as most people might use, say, butternut squash, which I actually like to say that pumpkins are butternut squash's cousin in a way. They're very similar nutritionally and also how you prepare them, but they taste a little bit different, and I kind of prefer them, actually.
How would you describe the flavor? I mean, what makes it different from a squash?
Well, it's a lot smoother in a way. It's also a bit sweeter, but not too sweet, and it's kind of very mellow taste.
There are a variety of pumpkin types, and the great big ones, I guess, are mostly for carving. Can you eat those also?
You can eat them. What I found, actually, is the larger the pumpkin, kind of the more watery the taste. So if you want to have that really pure, clean pumpkin taste, what I've been recommended at my farmer's markets is to get the smaller ones that are called sugar pumpkins. And you will see them when you're in your grocery store or your farmer's market, and they're a lot smaller and they're very bright. So I think it goes for the same I found with zucchini as well. Like if you buy the smaller zucchini, it's more flavorful. Also, it's easier to cut.
Yes. The larger ones, aren't they grown primarily to make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Yes, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but I think before I really, you know, knew what I was doing when I was younger, I think I thought there was only one pumpkin for, you know, only one variety.
Well, are there a lot of varieties?
There are a few, and I actually found, you can see some of the decorative ones, or they seem decorative, you know, those small squashes, the almost mini pumpkins, you can actually cook with those as well.
Really? What can you do with those?
Well, those would be great for doing a puree with. You could even roast them whole, stick them in the oven, probably roast them for about 15 minutes, and then take it out and kind of pull it apart. And it's amazing what the oven can do. It just breaks it all down and makes it very soft and delicious.
And brings out the sugars, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What's an easy, straightforward way to roast pumpkin?
Sure. You just take your pumpkin and cut it you could probably cut it into about eighths, so fairly thick slices. Scoop out the seeds, put it in a baking dish, drizzle over with some olive oil and salt, and then bake in the oven for about 15-20 minutes.
How hot was the oven, did you say?
About 375-400.
And then you just eat it straight out of the...
You can eat it as it is. Some people like to put maple syrup on it. Mm-hmm. If you want to go a more savory route, you can serve. I sometimes just have some roasted potatoes and a salad, and it's actually a pretty complete meal.
Getting back to the pumpkin seeds, this was one of my favorite things when I was little. You'd scoop out the pumpkins mm-hmm. while you were carving it and then roast the seeds. Did you do that?
We did. My mom did that. She would soak them in salt water and then dry them in the oven, and it was great.
And so you can eat them as a snack or use them in other foods.
Mm-hmm. One of the recipes that I included in this piece was for a sort of pesto, actually, made with pumpkin seeds rather than pine nuts.
And those are called pepita
in
Spanish-speaking countries. In your piece for Kitchen Window Online, you give recipes for the soup with pesto you mentioned, a souffle, mm-hmm. baked pumpkin with white beans, and a pumpkin bread. What other things do you use pumpkin for?
Well, I've actually made my little Halloween tradition, grown-up tradition, is I make cupcakes, and I just use a pumpkin puree in the cupcakes. It gives sweetness without being too heavy, and I really enjoy using it because it feels healthful, but it also tastes very good. So I do cupcakes, and I have made a cake. You can make a pumpkin cake, and of course pie. I love pumpkin pie, but I think it's probably because I like pumpkin pie so much that I was wanting to explore how to use pumpkins outside of that, because can't eat pie every day.
We may want to. What do you season your pumpkin pie with?
Oh, I just use the traditional. It's pretty simple, just a little cinnamon and nutmeg.
I once made a pumpkin flan for Thanksgiving that was wonderful.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Actually, yeah. Well, I've also seen sweet pumpkin souffles, and I did a variation on that, but I made it savory.
Pumpkin does seem to lend more flavor than some other squashes. Like zucchini bread, I can never...
Right.
I know it adds some moisture and I'm sure some nutrients, but pumpkin bread does have a pumpkin-y taste.
It does. I think pumpkins are denser. Again, if you're getting the smaller variety, I think they're less watery and therefore the taste is more concentrated. So if you puree it and put it into something, you're really going to get that taste.
Now, people would think, oh, I'll never do this. I'm going to just get a can of puree. And you say it's not that hard.
It's really not. I mean, it's kind of the same. I look at it as the same as if you're making, if you're doing another kind of squash. Basically, to make a puree, you can roast the pumpkin, like I mentioned, cutting it, and then you want to remove the peel after it's been roasted and let it cool for a minute. Or you can peel it and then cut it up and boil it on the stove. And it is not quite as simple as opening a can, but it's a lot fresher. And I personally think it tastes a lot better, and I have tasted pumpkin pie made from a fresh pumpkin puree, and it doesn't even taste like the regular pie.
Really?
I think it tastes better.
May have to try it. Nicole, thank you so much, and enjoy your Halloween cupcakes.
Thanks, Bonnie. Take care.